Philip Sample PS, these are good. Today's date is 06/01/2023. Dictation is 4. Jacob Garcia, Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Jacob spells J-A-C-O-B. Date of birth is 09/01/1977. 45-year-old gentleman here for medication refill. Patient states that he's having problems getting into his primary care provider to have his medication. He indicated that the reason he's not getting to his primary care provider could be personal. Did not go into details. He states he would like to refill of Lyrica and prednisone, which he takes for neuropathy. The next paragraph, past medical history. Coronary artery disease. Next line, lower back pain. Next line, radiculopathy. Next paragraph, surgical history, stents. Cardiac stents placed. Next paragraph, family history, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, social history, patient endorses tobacco use, endorses alcohol use, endorses drug use. Next paragraph, medication, prednisone and Lyrica. Next paragraph, allergies, Advil. He said this causes stomach to bleed, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert oriented, in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 152/110. Pulse 91, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, none distended, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented, N3, cranial nerves, 2/10, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is medication refill. Assessment number two is radiculopathy. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion, advised him that he will receive only 30-day supplies of his medication. He must return to his primary care provider for this medication. I attempted to call the primary care provider's office, but got an answering machine to his medical assistant and didn't get a return call. PMP aware was reviewed, and it looks like patient received Lyrica. On 01/13/2023. Among his medication includes hydrocodone that he received in 2022 in August and September respectively. It appears that he received hydrocodone on 5/11/2023. And these are coming from the it looks like the same provider. Correction, it looks like different provider with the hydrocodone on 5/2023 is different to the other providers where you received pregabalin and hydrocodone from. It appears as if this patient is going for different clinics for this type of medication. He does not have a follow-up with a clinic, but we will be very cautious if he comes again. End of the patient.